5 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour, it's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Man, I got to say this. I really love listening to KFK, even outside of my own show, Angel. I know it's hard to believe because I really enjoy listening to myself. But the Clark and the Coach show, normally Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick, is a fantastic show. Clark out of town these past couple of days. Really fun listening to the guys a little bit ago. I'm listening to Tanner Schwint join Bruce Dick and Eddie Herz from the Reporter Herald. So great group of people. And I will say this, you know, getting the local writers on our shows is always a great thing, because the writer side of it, these guys are out there in the trenches every single day covering these teams, good or bad. We get to pivot. You know, if this team's not very good, Angel, we can jump over and talk about a different team. Or if they're terrible. I always say this in radio. You either want your teams to be amazing or bad. Terrible. Not middle of the road. Middle of the road, it's not sexy. It's not good to talk about. I mean, you're a Bama guy. You can talk about how amazing they are. Here, you know, we kind of, you got some good things going on, but certainly the Broncos have been more leaning in that terrible side of things. I'm going to do my picks later, but are you going Sac State over UNC? Are you doing that?
Yeah. I'll be there.
No, I mean, are you picking? Are you picking Sac State?
No.
No, you're picking UNC.
Never.
You just won't do it. It's like,
I can't. It's not, I can't say, I can't, the words cannot
You just
form.
Can't do it.
The words will not form.
I got to say this. You've been here, you've been in Greeley for how long?
I got here in August of 2017.
2017, so about 4 years. You became a diehard in 4 years, which is cool. I mean, you are one of those guys that says, hey, I'm going to this school, and I am bleeding blue and gold. And it's impressive, man.
Well, I've always had a lot of school pride. I did it in high school. And when I got to college, you know, it was a new place for me, and I wanted something that I knew I could get into. So sports was that. Following the football team, volleyball team is great. Got to watch a lot of Coach Smiley last year with the basketball team.
Yeah.
Looking forward to their season. So yeah, I'm all in. I love sports. So being able to watch it, support the Bears, I love it.
It's weird for you though, because you're a Bama guy. So you're used to this like superior class of football.
Oh sure, the tailgating. So is it strange for you? All of it's a whole new level.
Well, yeah. So is it strange for you to see? I mean, this isn't even FBS. You know, it's FCS stuff you're seeing. So,
it's
but
a
you still seem
strange.
To love it.
But I do enjoy, you know, go out to the tailgates. That's all still there, and all the things you love about sports are there. And here in Greeley, it feels very close-knit, and the work I've done with here at KFK, and in the future, I feel like we can just keep growing the sports world here and make it
grow
fun.
That scene, man.
Yeah.
Mysterio says, get in touch with wrestling, Angel. It will change your life.
Yep. That might be some. Bama has a bye week on Saturday, or this week, so I need something to do on Saturday.
There you go.
Other
man.
Than going to see the Bears win.
At 1 o'clock tomorrow, the game will, of course, be on, if you can't make it, or if you can make it, you can still listen on TuneIn. It'll be on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA with Jerry Schimmel and Aaron Rath on the call there. So looking forward to that one. It's been an interesting season, though, for the Bears. You know, all this excitement with Ed McCaffrey. They're about what I thought. I went 3-4 wins is what my expectations were, and that was based on nothing. That was just I expect UNC with Dylan McCaffrey and maybe some of these new defensive guys to come in and at least compete. I am not going to be disappointed with, you know, I know they've had some blowouts against really good teams, but I'm not going to be disappointed if they don't win another game, because I kind of felt like it was going to be the 3 or 4 side.
Yeah, I feel that. And, you know, there was a lot of unknown about this team. And I think now that we've had more than half of a season, you know, Bears football is back. It's going to get better. Trust in the process, as Coach Saban always says. But trust Ed. He's going to get it done.
Do you think, okay, you've been here 4 years. You saw the build around UNC and what it was. I mean, the fan support isn't through the roof. Do you really see that Greeley can support like a really exciting football tailgate scene where you're getting people coming out, having parties, crazy time, filling that stadium up. Do you see that?
I could see it. You know, it just depends on the success of the program and if Ed McCaffrey can really, you know, get that energy up. But I remember a couple weeks ago for homecoming, tailgate was awesome there. all the pregame stuff was fun there, and I'd like to have that atmosphere every week. You know?
I'd like it to build all over up here in Northern Colorado. It blows your mind that we talk about CSU, CU, and UNC because you're like, dude, radio in Bama, it was you only had so many different. It was either Alabama or nobody else, right? I mean, that was just a interesting time.
Oh yeah, I mean, I used to listen to the Tuscaloosa radio station, and it's 5 shows, all Alabama football.
All Alabama. And it's unique up here because football is not, I mean, again, this is a Broncos state, and I don't know if that ever changes. I've asked the question before, could it change? If the Nuggets win 3 out of 6 championships, if the Avs go on to win a ton of Stanley Cups in a span of 5 to 10 years, if the Rockies suddenly, see the Rockies, that's the team that I think, I know that they're awful, but I seriously think that people would get behind the Rockies if they were good. They get behind him anyway.
Well, yeah, them and the Avs, like, they've the only ones that have had past success.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they've had, you know what, the Avs have had two Stanley Cups, and the Nuggets have been to 3 Western Conference Finals. The Rockies, as far as their success, it's just that they have people that go to their games. They've been to the playoffs 5 times, but I feel like that's the team that could compete with the Broncos if they were ever good, because people go. Can the college scene really pick up? I mean, I'm going out to Canvas on Saturday night, so that tailgating scene has certainly picked up. But it's about wins. I mean, you have to win, and then, you know, you also have to have the community buy in too, because I've seen some pretty good programs in the area, and they still, you know, the fan support's just not there. But like CSU, for example, I think they're breaking records with their student section.
Well, yeah, you mentioned the fan support, and I think it's interesting how we've seen all these kind of up-and-coming college programs here. When you look at last year, we didn't have it. We didn't have the Canvas Stadium. We didn't have Folsom Field full. Now people are getting back into it, and they realize, oh, this is fun. I like going to tailgates. I like going to basketball, football games, anything like that. So,
what's the atmosphere? So you went to Ernest Collins Jr. football games too, right?
Yes.
What's the atmosphere compared to that 2 years ago to now?
The tailgates were definitely not as many people there. The students were hardly there in the first quarter anyway. Now you're seeing them stay up till about halftime. Then most of them start to leave because it's just hot out there in the afternoon. You know, let's get some lights at the stadium. But
yeah, that'd be great, right? Why? What's the deal with that?
I don't know.
Too much or what?
They have just take the lights from the practice field and put them at Nottingham.
Yeah.
Right,
I mean,
there.
Surely it's that easy, right? Come on. I don't know. I don't know what all the situation is on that side of it. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. I was a little scared last night, but Angel, we did nail the Thursday night special. I do believe it was because of your rendition of Thriller and turned it into Thursday. I do believe that's what it was. I avoid the offer. I'm planning on an undefeated November, but what a game last night. Not an extremely exciting game, but it was I really liked what the Packers did.
Jones driving. Touchdown. Murray, that's tipped and picked. Intercepted by Henry Black. First down and goal. Rodgers keeps, floats, pass is caught by Cobb for the touchdown. Little pump fake play is caught. Second of the game. Cobb. Touchdown Green Bay. High snap again. End zone and picked off. Intercepted by Rasul Douglas. And the Packers are going to win it. A.J. Green was the target.
A.J. Green.
And he never looked for the ball.
He didn't look for the ball. He looked like he was blocking. Looked like he thought it was a run play. Now, I heard Tanner talking on Noco Now about this, saying, why didn't they run the ball? They didn't have any timeouts left.
I don't think so.
So they had no timeouts left, and I think it was 14 seconds left? Something like that. So I'm thinking, you run the ball.
But you're at the 5. So.
Do you have time to snap it, right? You have time to spike it. But, I mean, if A.J. Green looks for that ball, it's a touchdown. Game over.
If not, it's an incompletion. But
yeah.
He just stopped. Like, he didn't know
like
that
he thought
he was,
it was a run play.
Yeah, he was either run blocking or he's running a fake route for something.
I mean, I wasn't complaining. I thought, here we go again. Dude, Thursday night special, it's been a curse. Because they've always been close games or something weird happens or I don't get the cover. And I did not pick the Packers to cover. I picked the Packers to win this game.
And they did. And they did it without three of their stud receivers. And then they ended up doing it late without one of their stud tight ends. So the injuries continue to mount. I got to say this, though. That game, to me, it's not going to be go down in history as one of Aaron Rodgers' best games. But that game, to me, shows me what Pat Shurmur and Vic Fangio, that, like, get the film of that game and watch it. Watch the hell out of what Green Bay did. Because what'd they do? They adjusted. They made adjustments based on their personnel. How many times do you see Pat Shurmur? How many times do you see Noah Fant run these little screen? What the hell are we doing there? These little bubble screens. Noah Fant. What are we doing with that?
What was the quote? I think it was something this week about Jerry Jeudy, that defenses don't have to scheme around him or something.
Yeah.
I know Jerry Jeudy. I've watched him for years. You have to scheme around him.
Does Shurmur say that?
Somebody said it.
Oh, Shurmur said a bunch
of
weird.
Fangio or Shurmur.
Shurmur also said football teams just, some teams just don't score in the first half. That's what he said. So, like, some teams don't score in the first half. I don't know how he said it, but that was, I mean, the more I listen to this guy and I watch LeFleur and the Packers, and I go, this is a team that's very talented. They found a way to scheme and edit their offense around their players. Rodgers was not throwing the ball up and down the yard. That's normally the Packers' offense. They ran the hell out of the ball. And again, 16 carries for Dillon, 15 carries for Jones. But, I mean, they were methodical in their approach. And again, a lot of Rodgers' passes were more like run plays. Because Aaron Jones also had 7 receptions for 51 yards. A lot of those catches were more like runs. So you found ways to win a football game against arguably the best team in the NFL. Maybe the Packers are now. I mean, if you can win without your studs, a couple of your studs, you know, they made the plays. It was scary, though. They get that call, that touchdown call review that would have made it a 10-point game. I actually agreed if they wouldn't have called him in the end zone, but I did not think that the review showed enough to overturn that because they didn't show an angle where that ball was going over the line. But I don't think he got in. But it was a strange call. Then the delay of game. Then Arizona takes it all the way down. They get in the red zone. And you're thinking, they're either going to win this thing, which it kind of was feeling like they were going to score, or they're going to kick a field goal, go to overtime, and then maybe Arizona has the momentum on that side of it. But heck of a play. I mean, again, I know A.J. Green screwed up, but Rasul Douglas, the concentration on that pick was great. And they made some key plays. And again, what are we talking about here? You're watching two teams last night, especially Green Bay. They just get it. You know, they have a good coaching staff. They have a good, solid quarterback. They understand what it takes to win games, which is why I question why Aaron would want out of there. You want to come to Denver? Like, everybody keeps tweeting this. Oh, Aaron's going to look good in a Broncos uniform. Dude, what linebacker did we just get from the Rams?
Kenny Young.
Kenny Young doesn't even want to be here, bro. And you think Aaron Rodgers is going to come here and be like, dude, I was 7-1 and we just knocked off the Cardinals. I would imagine the Packers are a favorite to win the title. And you think he's going to come over here? Based on what? Okay, you got stud wide receivers, but is any of the Broncos wide receivers hold a candle to Davante Adams? And Adams goes where Rodgers goes. So
right, I was going to say, it's probably going to depend on where the two of them go.
And that means you're going to have to get rid of some people. Or you're just not going to. Like, I don't see Von Miller on this team right now unless he just suddenly flips a switch and lights it up. But I'm watching this game last night. And you guys, it's frustrating because there's just a different feel. And this is, what did the Packers do? They hired a young and up-and-coming coach that they said we can grow with. The Broncos hired a defensive-minded 60-year-old, and I have no issue with the age thing. If he was a proven guy at the age of 60. But how many head coaches get their first NFL head coaching job at the age of 60? It's like Elway, they went the route of young with Josh McDaniels and Vance Joseph, and then they decided, no, we're going to go the complete opposite of that. As you're watching this game last night, and it's just, it's frustrating to see how this thing plays out when you see other teams find success. Okay, talk to me about this PETA wanting to change the name of the bullpen to arm barn. Surely they may. Surely Major League Baseball is not going to give in on that, right?
You would hope not, but
the reasoning I read was that they thought, they're saying the bullpen is where the bulls sit and wait to go get slaughtered. Aren't you slaughtering steers and female and cows? Like, that's what we're eating. We're not eating bulls. They don't have, like, bulls are what you're using to produce more cows. So you don't have them in just like a pen ready to go get slaughtered. So that was a little bizarre because it's offensive to bulls, isn't it?
I guess. I don't know. Tanner did a good job explaining the whole
thing. Because he has like 40 million cows.
Yes.
It's a weird deal. It's another weird deal. They call for Major League Baseball to change term bullpen to arm barn to be sensitive to cows. Well, wait. Cows are different. Cows are female, Angel. Yep. Bulls are dudes. So, you know what a steer is?
No.
A steer is a bull without any of...
Gotcha.
Yeah, there you go. 21 minutes after the hour. That's the best explanation you're ever going to get on that. We're going to take a short break. Will Nikola Jokic play tonight? We also have Football Friday coming up at 1 o'clock. You don't want to miss it. Picks are coming up. I'm still above 500, but I need a good weekend here. Need a very good weekend here. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.
Southern Colorado's voice and your home for the Denver Broncos is 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Jeff Linder, head men's basketball coach of the University of Wyoming Cowboys, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour. Got our On the Rocks Liquor Game Beer of the Week. This one's from Odell's Brewing in Fort Collins. A Tree Shaker Mango IPA. Pick up selections from Odell's Brewing in Fort Collins or any of your favorite adult beverages. And use the drive-thru. They're open until midnight. They got their Friday free tastings going on, too. From 4 to 6 every Friday. This Friday, the great folks from eCorp Distributors will be on hand to share tastings of their delicious wines. That's On the Rocks Liquor. They're off of Highway 34, 47th Avenue, right kind of by Buffalo Wild Wings, catacorner of Buffalo Wild Wings. First Advantage, text line 888-530-0043. I'm stemming this poll question from yesterday, but I kind of wanted to just get the Hulligan's read on this. Are the Nuggets a play-in team without the Joker? I mean, trying to think about life without Nikola Jokic is pretty depressing. I saw some dude on Twitter, Angel. He tweeted out, Nikola Jokic's knee just got blanked, and this is the crap I have to sit through. And then he turned it around and showed some crappy halftime show. Was that not the longest halftime in the history of the world, just wondering if he was going to be all right?
Yeah. You never like to see your star guy go down, especially in basketball. It's... Anytime they grab a knee, it's just, oh.
Especially with him, like the way that they have designed this whole thing around him. Right now, are they even a play-in team? If the Joker, let's just knock on wood here. If the Joker's done, which he's not, he'll be back. If he's not back tonight, he'll be back the next game. Are the Nuggets even a play-in team?
I think they could be, but if they were, it would be on the very... very edge.
And it'd have to be Porter scoring 25 points.
Yeah. You'd have to have him 25, Aaron 15, 20 points.
66.67% of the Hooligans are saying no. Which, again, if Murray... Okay, let me ask you this. If Murray's on the team, are they a play-in team?
Yes.
Playoff team?
Yes.
Deep playoff team?
No.
Losing the first round?
Yeah. You need both your guys. Well, you need all four of them, but yeah. You need your two main guys if you want to have any shot getting past the second round.
I think Murray elevates them. It just depends on the Murray you get. If you get Bubble Murray, then yeah, Bubble Murray's going to do some pretty incredible things. Last year's Murray was kind of good, but is he great? Is he top 10 caliber? And he was top 10 when he was playing in the bubble. Like, that was, for the most part, he had a couple of those weird games. But for the most part, he was a top 10 guy. But so far, I'm not seeing a whole lot on Joker. He did not practice yesterday. I'm looking at all of our insiders and trying to see here, but so far it's he didn't practice on Thursday or Wednesday or Thursday. Katie Wingy posted, Coach Malone said yesterday that Nikola Jokic was in the building for Nuggets practice but did not participate. His status is questionable for tomorrow versus Dallas. Malone also said Jokic is still really sore, but there's nothing structurally wrong with the knee. So if there's nothing structurally wrong with the knee, do you chance it? If it's a bruise, how bad can a bruise get hurt? You know, can it get worse? Yeah, bruise can get worse, I suppose. But is what he has right now going to lead to any kind of a fracture or break? And if that, or maybe he favors it a little bit more, and because of that, you know, he goes down. We've seen that in basketball too, where a guy comes back from injury and he's still favoring his injured leg, and then because he's favoring it so much, he puts too much stress on the other, and that's when bad things happen. You've seen that with Will Barton a lot. So would you play him tonight? When do you start saying, hey, we need to start winning some games?
I wouldn't just yet, just because in basketball, knees are so important. And, you know, we've heard about Jamal has been trying to get past his mental thing with his knee right now. But no, I wouldn't play him yet.
You wouldn't play him tonight?
He's too valuable. He's too important to the team to just, hey, take 2-3 games off. We're going to be all right. Let's see what our other guys can do.
Now they got Dallas, which maybe Porzingis might not be going tonight. Is that right?
Yeah, possible that he might not be playing.
It's a bummer, too, because like it's on ESPN. It's 8 o'clock.
But it is a Bones Day.
He's going to go. Well, he better go, man. I mean,
I think Malone said yesterday that he's going to try to find minutes for him.
Yeah, he said it's time. It's like, well, of course it's time. Why didn't he have any minutes the other day? I mean, it's nuts. The guy needs minutes. So then they're home against Dallas, then they're at Minnesota on Saturday. So do you sit Joker then essentially for the next two games and then you have him go that weird road trip to Memphis?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want to make him travel unnecessarily. If he needs to just be rehabbing or, you know, working out on that knee, then probably not travel.
Well, I guess we'll find out. It sounds like it's going to be more or less a game-time decision. Tonight, First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. It all comes back to, you know, with or without Joker, we've said this, we're going on 2 years saying it, that Michael Porter Jr. has to take that next step. He has to be great. And you expect it, but they're not going to do much without MPJ, without him playing well. So, you know, while Murray's out. Yeah, you could see if Gordon takes over and just becomes this absolute beast, kind of the guy that we got used to in Orlando, then maybe you can survive Porter being a 15-point game. But you're not paying him to be a 15-point game guy. You are paying him to be a superstar, an all-star. So if you're not getting that kind of production from him at this stage, and I know he's young, I'm already seeing Bones Highland look like a guy that just has a high basketball IQ. And I'm not saying Porter doesn't, but he looked way more lost the very first time I saw him on the floor play defense and several times after than any of what I saw with Bones Highland against Cleveland the other night. So Porter needs to press it. You know, Von Miller's talking about setting the alarms, and the alarms need to be going off for Denver. I'm serious. I know we're 4 games in, but I'm pressing some alarms right now for Michael Porter Jr. You need to start playing like the guy that they just paid a max contract. You need to start playing like that, because this team will not be a real contender. Even with Murray, it's still a question. They could still go very deep, but the idea of signing Michael Porter Jr. was that you had 3 guys that were going to run the show. You had your big 3. And so far, Murray's out. Joker's playing like an MVP, and MPJ he's just a guy right now.
Yeah, I was looking back at their last game against Dallas. Michael had his career high 30 points that night. Let's do that again tonight.
And then we won't be crying about Joker. This is, I don't want to see life without Joker. And if you're if you're saying, hey, be cautious. All right, two games. I can stomach going 2-4, I guess, you know, without the Joker. But you might not if you can get Porter to do those things. But he's got to do everything. You can't just be sitting on the three-point line waiting for something to happen. And that's where his game, to me, is at its worst, is when he's just like, hey, they'll create. I'll be ready for kickout. No, you need to create.
He's too tall to sit out there.
He would drive to the lane.
I love his jump shot. It's one of the smoothest I've ever seen, but he takes it way too early in game sometimes.
I want to see him do what we were talking about the other night. Take your first two possessions and go at the rim. Take a guy off the dribble, go off the rim. Don't turn the damn thing over.
Get some guys in foul trouble.
Guys in foul trouble and go to the free throw line. Get some easy buckets and show that aggressive nature 35 minutes after the hour. Great conversation yesterday with Nico Medved, Colorado State men's basketball head coach. He had some great things to say, but also the Mountain West Conference. Let's talk about what he had to say about that when we come back. It is going to be extremely competitive. I mean, that could be, I'm not even joking, dude. I know they're not a Power 5 conference, but they might be one of the dark horse conferences this upcoming season as far as like getting maybe three or four teams in the mix. I thought they were going to get three last year. But ended up just getting two. So we'll see. How good are they going to be? We'll recap some of that interview and some of that conversation with Nico Medved. But first, let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Hey, this is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKA.
Mosier Funeral and Cremation Service, the only family-owned and operated funeral home in Greeley, Evans area. Their services are as unique as life. Live well, plan ahead. Give them a call, 970-330-6824. I've been talking to a couple of friends and family members that have been kind of going through some tough times with their own family members as well. And, you know, it's just you think about all the stuff that leads up to a death in the family. And then, of course, handling everything after the fact. Well, if you pre-plan, you get that taken care of early, your family doesn't have to deal with that when they're grieving, when they're having this very difficult time. So talk to Mosier Funeral and Cremation Service. Their number, 970-330-6824. Their website is Mosier, M-O-S-E-R, funeralservice.com. I thought it was a great conversation yesterday with Colorado State Rams head coach Nico Medved. He is always fun to talk to. We talked a little bit about the Mountain West Conference. Here's what he had to say about the competition and kind of, you know, what the expectations are.
I do. I feel like it's going to be as deep as I can remember. And I think I look at almost every program in the league and you can say that, well, I think they got a chance to be better. So I think you're going to see a lot more depth. I think you also have, like everywhere else in the country, that phenomenon of adding fans back. So home court becomes something again like it wasn't last year. And if you follow the Mountain West, you know, going to the Pit, it's a tough place to play. Going to Thomas and Mack with fans, a tough place to play. I mean, I could go on and on. But it should be a really fun year, and we're looking forward to it.
What I think, you know, all these expectations are there, no question about it, for CSU. I mean, they're picked to win the Mountain West Conference. The David Roddy's up for so many watch lists. Isaiah Stevens is on these watch lists. Nico Medved's probably on a watch list, but probably not a great watch list. It's probably going to be one of those watch lists like, hey, they might take him away, like type lists. Although it is different. You know, talking to Angel about Bama and football, completely different when it comes to basketball, because a CSU, theoretically, maybe the odds aren't great, but they're much better for CSU to go to the Final Four than it is for football team to go to the playoffs of four.
I think could have said that a few years ago. I think Bama basketball is on the rise right now.
Yeah,
they got a matchup against the Rams.
Play
this
each
year.
Other. We're gonna put some coffee on that or a beer or something on that.
Might
Angel,
do that.
Is that on the road? Is that in Bama?
I think it's in Bama. Yeah,
I was gonna say we could go, but well, you have people there, so we could probably just stay
I have
with them.
People there.
We could go hang out.
I got
out
connections.
With them. You got connections. Yeah, San Diego State's gonna be good. Utah State should be good. Boise State should be good. Nevada should be good. I think there's just going to be a lot of really solid basketball teams. I mean, who knows? Maybe Wyoming gets on the rise with our guy Jeff Linder. So, I mean, the thing of it is there's a lot of big expectations around CSU hoops. There's some big expectations around the Mountain West Conference. Like, I was listening to Nico Medved on another podcast, like a major college basketball podcast. And I, for the life of me, dropping it right now. But he was on, and the host even said, and this is a guy that talks to the best coaches in the country. That host even said, the Mountain West does not feel like a mid-major in basketball. It feels more like it's right there, right on the cusp. But the bottom line is this, though. They got to get more in. They got to get more representation. Because I think they just got two last year. Is that right? San Diego State and didn't Utah State get in? Because I think San Diego State was an at-large, right? And then I think you start to say, yeah, I don't know, man. I can't remember how it goes down. But I'm pretty sure it was two. I thought it was going to be a three-bid league for them last year. But no, I don't think Utah State did get in. So, they did. My bad. They both got in. Utah State and San Diego State did, because Utah State lost to Texas Tech. But it's, man, just, again, the non-conference schedule is going to be absolutely bonkers for Colorado State. But so is this. I mean, once you get into the conference schedule, that's going to be a blast. CSU also plays UNC this UNC. Yeah, they were supposed to last year twice, but both had COVID issues each time.
Bring it.
Yeah, I mean, that was a weird deal. So CSU started their season. You wondered, how good are they going to be? They had a couple of struggling games, and then they were supposed to play UNC. You remember that? They were supposed to play them on Saturday. The CSU was led to believe that UNC's COVID situation was, or no, UNC was led to believe that CSU's COVID situation was really bad, so they probably weren't going to have a game. So they just kind of put it out of their brain. And then CSU tweeted that they were going to play Saturday, but not against UNC, which is on the schedule. They were going to play CSU Pueblo. And so I get it, because you're wanting a game that you can go. And win at that point in time. So it would, but UNC was not happy about that. And I get it, why they wouldn't be. Both sides, I think they just got their wires crossed. And it's unfortunate because they're 5 seconds away from each other. But then they were supposed to play, they rescheduled it later in the season. CSU was much better by then. And then it was UNC that had some COVID issues. So we never got that game. So hopefully we can keep all these games intact. The Rams have a scrimmage on Sunday against Adams State. So, and then they start their season against Oral Roberts. 47 minutes after the hour. Speaking of college sports, I do have a pair of tickets to give away for UNC going up against Sacramento State this Saturday, 1 o'clock. Angel's you're going to be there, man. I got a pair of tickets right now. Good seats. Section midfield reserved, section D lower row. Seat 12 and 13, or 13 and 14, excuse me. We're going to give those away right now to, let's go caller number four. Caller number four, you get a pair of tickets to go see UNC and Sacramento State on our First Advantage. Hotline 970-353-1310 or toll free 877-353-1310. 47 after the hour. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We'll be right back.
Voice and the leader in prep sports is 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Earl Boykins, former Denver Nugget, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Norfolk Iron and Metal, they are looking for people to go to work. There's no secret that the hiring market is incredibly competitive right now. Norfolk Iron and Metal, like so many others right now, they're looking for members to join their team. Visit their website, norfolkiron.com, or you can call their Greeley location at 970-352-6722 to find why your next job should be at Norfolk Iron and Metal. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043, 888-530-0043. Well, the Avs get a nice win last night, and man, fireworks right off the bat. These guys, that was a physical brand of hockey. So that
now for Jost, and he spins, fed back again, slap shot, and they score. Comfer, I believe, from the slot. That was a great tip, and we're tied. Now fed back again, and McCarr in the slot. Shot. They score. What a shot by Compher. And it's 2-1 for the Avalanche. Avalanche back in with Kadri. Shoots. He scores. Kadri makes it 3-1. And now it's McKinnon. He stops to make a play. In front shot. They score. McCarr. And it's 4-2. Now for Krug. That shot blocked. And the Avalanche hang on and win it 4-3.
Got a nice one there. The Avs are saying to hell with your panic buttons and all that, right? Once they get that full crew kind of working together like that, they can do some pretty good things. So the Avs get the dub, 3-4 on the season, beating the 5-1, well, I guess the 5-0 at that time, St. Louis Blues. So good opportunity there for the Avalanche. Power to Play Sports poll question of the day is available at thewholeshow.com. Without Nikola Jokic, are the Nuggets even a play-in team? Go vote again at thewholeshow.com. Man, Football Friday coming up in the second hour. I'm ready to – I got to get my picks here, Cole. I almost did it again, Angel. I almost did it again. I know it hurt your feelings. I know. That's why you're trying – yeah, there it is. Susan and Cheryl's deeper voice than – been, they've been smoking a little bit back there, right? I think so. 16-15. Not bad. But, I mean, to be respectable, don't you have to be like, you got to be several games over 500, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, how many? How many are we thinking? 10? 5, 10?
Let's say about 6.
6? Okay. All right. Well, no Air Force to pick from this week. So we've got UNC in action, CSU in action, CU in action, if that's what you want to call it. And then Denver and the Washington football team getting Jerry Jeudy back into the mix.
There you go.
So maybe he'll have an amazing game, take the top off of that defense, and allow Pat Shurmur to not do anything different. Just throw it with Teddy. Hey, air it out. Let's go. No run game. Let's just keep throwing it, see what happens. But busy Football Friday coming up. Looking forward to that one. And we'll bust into CSU Boise State. Is this the year? 10 tries, and Colorado State has yet to beat the Boise State Broncos. Get this. They're the only team in the conference that has never beat the Boise State Broncos.
Sounds like you're due.
It sounds like they're due. It feels like this could be the weekend to do it. You got a pissed off Rams team. Listen, the whole media thing, I don't know. I don't know that it's as bad as we've all, even myself, have been making this whole thing out, you know, locking out the media this week. But I do know that you got a really mad group of Rams right now that want to go out and beat a team. So, it's there's going to be some fight this weekend. Hopefully it's a damn good game. Because, I mean, you could see a Hank Bachmeier who's had amazing games. He's had duds of games. Hopefully this is not one of those opportunities where he has one of those absolute monster football games coming up against Colorado State. Canvas Stadium should be bumping. Halloween weekend, 5 o'clock. Weather's not crazy just yet, so it should be good. I'm looking forward to that. And then, of course, you got UNC and Sacramento State, UNC back home. They're coming off of a desperately needed win. Can they follow that up? The Buffs travel to Oregon. 24.5 dogs. I'm kind of surprised it's just 24, to be honest. All right, second hour coming up. Football Friday, just around the corner. This is The Whole Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.